In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Christ is in our midst. He was, and is, and ever shall be. In this very powerful parable today, this parable was told in a context. And it was actually told during an incredible meal that Jesus was having with one of the Pharisees. One of these people, group of people that were either challenging Jesus all the time and trying to get him to fall, or someone who had studied the law and wanted to know more about the kingdom of heaven. And during this meal, incredible things were said and happened. First, Jesus taught, maybe this sounds familiar to you, that when you go to a banquet, don't go sit up at the very best table and insist that you sit there. He says, wait and wait to be invited so that you may have great dignity at the feast, so that the dignity can be bestowed upon you. I paraphrase. Jesus is teaching that the kingdom is not a place of pride. It's not a place of me first, you later. It's a place of humility and of be given a gift and accepting it with joy. The second lesson he said about hosting a banquet, Jesus says, don't go and invite your friends and your kinsmen and those who you expect something to in return, but to go out and invite the poor and those who can give nothing back to you. Jesus is teaching that the heavenly kingdom is for all human beings, and that Jesus sees all human beings as those who have the potential to live in heaven, regardless of their relationship, regardless of their blood relationship. Everyone is called to the feast. The feast is a place of generosity, and the heavenly kingdom is a place where God bestows all these gifts. And in the midst of all of this, at this Pharisee's house, then a man comes with dropsy. And as we've seen in previous Sundays with the healing on the Sabbath, because it happened, this was on a Sabbath meal, they were looking at him and Jesus was looking at them, wondering each other what they were going to do and say. And Jesus healed this man. Just to cap off this list of discussions they were having about the kingdom of heaven. Then Jesus offers this parable that we have today of the great banquet, or the great feast, or the great supper. Now, the kingdom of heaven is not something that is a reward only for our good works. The kingdom of heaven is a gift. It is a gift of communion. It is a gift of fellowship that is prepared and has been prepared by God for us. If the kingdom of heaven is the bestowal of God's grace, the bestowal of his presence, and the invitation of all of us to come and be with him. So Jesus gives this parable. He talks about a master who goes and prepares a great feast. We know that the master of the feast represents the Father. And this great feast is this great, generous fellowship and grace and company that he wants to give to all of us. God wants every single human being he ever created to accept the invitation and come to the kingdom of heaven. Now, the master of the feast sent out a servant. One of the fathers says the servant symbolizes Christ. Christ goes out into the world. He invites first those who are on the invitation list, to invite those who represent the Jews. Jesus Christ said he came first to the Jews. And so he goes to the people and invites them who are on the invitation list. And what happens? They all begin to make excuses. One person bought a field. I can't go. I need to go look at the field. One person bought an ox, and he had to go look at the ox from the tip of his nose to the end of his tail to make sure that that ox was good. And another person made an excuse that he was married and he just wasn't going to come. And so this was reported back to the father, the master, and the master was angry. And he said, go out to the highways and the byways and invite the blind, the lame, those who are unworthy, who were not on the invitation list, and call them and invite them in. And this represents the Gentiles, those who aren't of the Jews. And it represents the common folk. First, it represents those Jews who are not in the who are not of the heights and the elites, the Pharisees, the high priests, but the common folk. And then he says to go and invite the Gentiles, those who are in the highways and the byways, and come to this feast, because this feast cannot have empty seats. Heaven cannot and will not be empty. God wants it as full as he possibly can make it. And so he invited these people. Not only did he invite, the Father says, go out and compel. Compel and force these people to come to the feast. Now one father asks, why does he invite the first and compel the second? Because the Father knows those of the Gentiles and those who were not the Jews, that they were previously idol worshipers and they were involved in all kinds of stuff and they didn't know the true God. They only knew the gods that they had in their own lands, and they didn't know the true God. And so they would know nothing even about an invitation to the heavenly kingdom. They knew nothing about heaven. So the master of the feast goes and compels them to come. As God says, and Jesus says, that he's going to go, and it's a divine prerogative to compel people to come, to compel them and make them come, have them sit, come, have them hear the faith, have them be prepared quickly so they can receive this heavenly banquet and so that they can receive the heavenly kingdom. So this is the heavenly kingdom is a great gift that has been given to all of us. The heavenly kingdom is open to all of us. And none of us here deserve this invitation. Not even the priest, not even the bishop, not any of us here. Every single one of us is here today because you have been invited to this feast that we have, this divine liturgy, which is the heavenly kingdom here on earth, both present and also a foretaste of the heavenly kingdom in its fullness to come. This is a great privilege that we have. And let us give thanks always. This is no coincidence why the liturgy is called the Eucharist, the Thanksgiving, because we thank God for all that he has given us and bestowed upon us. Now, in conclusion, this Sunday also has a particular commemoration. We commemorate the holy forefathers of Christ. And this usually falls two Sundays before the Christmas feast. And it says in the hymns that we commemorate everyone from Adam and Eve to Abraham to Isaac and Jacob to St. John the Baptist to Daniel the prophet and Ezekiel the prophet, all the way down to the Theotokos. And we commemorate these forefathers of Christ. And what makes these forefathers our forefathers is that in their individual ways, they live with God and they accepted God's invitation to be with them. The one that's a person that's really highlighted today is Abraham. Abraham was the one who was just going about in his business, making his own idols, whatever his family did in his land, this far off land. And God came to him in a voice and invited him to obey his commandments and to go to the land of Canaan, the land of milk and honey, the promised land. And his faith is the first one to, he is the image and the icon of accepting God's invitation. This is why we can remember it today. Who goes to the kingdom of heaven? Who are those who accept the invitation that God gives to them? it is the saints. Today we commemorate the saints who came before Christ and who answered this call. And we too are saints if we accept God's invitation to the kingdom of heaven, accept his invitation to this great banquet that he offers us, and we partake of it, and we enjoy it, and we give thanks to God, and we give glory to God, and we worship God, because this is what the great life is. It's living with our God, both here on earth, to be culminated, to be perfected in the kingdom of heaven.